Welcome to Press Any Button, a video game podcast. I'm Nikki.
I'm Eric.
And today we're going to be talking about Rocket League. Rocket League is a vehicle-based soccer game developed by Psyonix. Teams up to four use rocket-powered vehicles to hit a ball into their opponent's goal and score points over the course of a match. The game includes single-player and multiplayer modes that can be played both locally and online, including cross-platform play between all versions.
Wow.
Whoa.
And I want to add, there's no spoiler alert because there's absolutely no story to this game.
Yeah, no story whatsoever.
You're literally just in cars playing soccer.
So are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Eric, I'm assuming since, you know, there's no story to this game that maybe the history is not that interesting. Maybe it's not that long.
You're absolutely right. The story is just garbage, so I made one up. No, I'm joking.
It's you actually, would make one up.
It's actually really interesting. The story is all in the past.
You mean the story of how the game came to be or the story of the game Rocket League?
Both.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm ready to get to learning.
All right. So the company that made Rocket League, Psyonix, was founded by Dave Hagewood in 2000. Before Hagewood founded the company, he was doing contract work for Epic on a game called Unreal Tournament 2004.
Okay.
Have you heard of this game?
No, but we've covered Epic games before, right?
Yeah. Have you heard of any of the Unreal Tournament games?
Like, the title sounds familiar. Like, maybe I've heard people talking about it or seen it online or something, but I've never played the game or anything like that.
Do you know what type of games they are?
No.
Okay, so they're kind of like arena online shooters. They had a huge influence on games like Halo and Call of Duty and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, so he was contracted to work on the Onslaught mode for the game, which is a vehicle-based capture-the-point mode. After developing the mode, he founded his company Psyonix, and they worked to try to find a way to make racing the Unreal vehicles in a physics-based engine enjoyable. They tried several options such as race modes or mazes, but found that when they added a ball to the arena to be pushed by the vehicles, they had hit upon the right formula.
Hmm.
And I think you know where this is leading.
So can we recap that again? So he was working on a game. You said it was kind of like a military shooter thing.
Unreal is not. Oh, I wouldn't call that military.
Not military. Okay, so just an arena shooter.
Yeah, it's just like one of those crazy future shooters. Okay.
And he worked on the part of the game that had vehicles.
Yeah. The mode was called Onslaught, so you basically have these vehicles, but you can also get out of the vehicles and shoot and stuff.
Okay.
But you can use the vehicles to capture points against your opponent, okay, and your opponents have vehicles too, okay, so it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of like relating this to Halo because I haven't played this one, but you said it was sort of like Halo.
Yeah, honestly,
so
the
I
vehicle,
remember having like the Jeeps and stuff in Halo.
The vehicles look
kind
of similar to the vehicles in Halo.
Okay.
Honestly, because yeah, you have like a tank, you have like something that looked like a ghost, kind of flying ship, and yeah, a few other vehicles.
Okay, so fast forward, he starts his own company, yep, Psyonix, and they tried several different kind of like car racing,
yeah, so he,
scenarios.
Yeah, he tries to use those vehicles and tries to find a way to make it fun to race them.
Okay.
He couldn't really figure out a good way to race them, but when you put a ball in the middle and had him try to like push it into a goal, that it was kind of the right formula.
So this was created out of like trial and error. He didn't, yeah, go into this game thinking, yeah, I'm going to make like a sports/car like mashup game. This just kind of came about because he tried to throw a ball in there and
yeah,
it worked.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, I think you know where this is leading, right? So
Rocket League?
To a game called Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars.
Yeah, called it, nailed it. That's exactly what I just said.
So did you realize that Rocket League is actually a sequel
no,
to a game?
Of course not.
And the name of that game is Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars.
That's a horrible name. Who's going to remember all that? Did they call it something for short?
Yeah, you could refer to it as Battle Cars. You could call it SARPBC, I think.
Okay, yeah. Because I know gamers, and they're not going to be saying that full name the whole time. There's no way. Too lazy for that.
Since it's a very long name, we'll just call it Battle Cars going forward.
Okay.
And so this game came out in 2008 on PlayStation 3.
Okay. You know, a little bit ago, but not too far.
Yeah, so did you never played Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars?
No. Definitely not. I never even heard of it, so.
Okay, I never played it either, but I did go back and watch some footage of it. And it looks almost exactly like Rocket League.
Oh, really?
In every way. Even some of the arenas are almost the same. Like, I wouldn't say copy and pasted, but like, yeah, it's very similar looking. In fact, the lead designer of Rocket League, Corey Davis, called it essentially the same game.
So why is it even called anything different? Why didn't they just keep, I guess because the name was too long, did they finally realized that it was a horrible name, and that's why they were just like, okay, we'll make a new one, air quotes, and call it Rocket League. Or did they add something? I don't know. Is there anything different about it?
Yeah, so there are a few little differences. We'll just call it Battle Cars. So unlike Rocket League, Battle Cars didn't do that well critically or commercially, even though it, you know, it's pretty much the same game. So why was this? I have four reasons as to why I think it didn't do as well.
Well, I know it's the name. I can already tell you. People aren't going to remember that. How are you going to recommend a game to your friends and you can't even remember the whole name?
That may or may not be on my list.
Okay.
Okay, so number one, there were improvements in hardware and connectivity, which allowed for much smoother gameplay, and this really helped improve things, especially when it came to online play, which is important for a fast game like this. I think for the original Battle Cars, they didn't have their own servers for it and relied on connections between the two players. And so if you go back and kind of like look at some of the footage, the cars are jumping all over the place.
Oh, like, no. Yeah.
Doesn't look
so
that
not
great.
Not very smooth.
Yeah, not very smooth. And when you have a game like this, you really want it to be smooth.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Man, this is a very fast-paced game.
Yeah, it would be super frustrating if it wasn't.
Reason number two, while both games were self-published with little to no advertising, the social media scene was very different in 2008 than in 2015 when Rocket League came out.
Oh, yeah, very true.
By 2015, it had gotten much easier to watch people play video games and for individuals to post clips online. In fact, one of the places Rocket League exploded in popularity in 2015 was Reddit. And one of the tactics Rocket League used was to give early copies of the game to well-known streamers.
Nice.
Yeah. So even though there wasn't much advertising, like that strategy really helped them get their game noticed because it is a very pretty game.
Yeah. For sure. And that's pretty smart. That's a very cost effective way of getting the word out there.
Yeah.
Also, Rocket League. That's a good name. That's an easy name to say. Two words.
All right. We'll get there. Reason number three, the price tag. While Rocket League cost $20 in 2015 and Battle Cars cost $15 in 2008, Rocket League was free to play if you already had PlayStation Plus.
Ooh.
This built up a very large player base incredibly quick. There was another game that came out later to use this exact same model, and we've already talked about it. Do you know which game it was?
Fall Guys.
Yeah, Fall Guys did.
For sure.
Yeah. And that model actually seems to be a pretty good one. You know, start your game out $15-$20, something accessible, have it out there where people are streaming it, but also make it free for a large segment of people.
Mm-hmm. So do find a contract with, you know, Xbox Gold or PlayStation Live or whatever it is, and yeah, that works out because that's a win-win. People who are paying for that subscription get a cool free game, and then you get more people to play your game because it's free.
Yeah, it works out for both parties, so it makes a lot of sense. And reason number four, the final reason, is the name. Yeah, it's one of the worst names probably I've ever heard for a game.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. it doesn't even really accurately portray what the game is about. You're not battling cars. You're playing soccer.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that it kind of is a battle, but not really.
Yeah.
Not the same context.
Actually, I think just having the word league in the game kind of conveys really simply what the other name doesn't, that it's a sports game.
Yeah.
Because the other game, Battle Cars, there's nothing that says it's a sports game.
Yeah, true. But you could see Rocket League and think you're going to be like controlling rockets, maybe. Just kidding. I mean, once you play the game, you're like, obviously this makes sense. But nothing really in Rocket League says it's necessarily about cars.
Yeah, true.
Except in the artwork for the game. Yeah. You know, they have a car there, but still.
True. Good point. Even if it's not all the way descriptive, it's miles better than the first name.
Yeah, Rocket League is a good name. It's descriptive of what the game is. Once you played it one time, you definitely understand why it's called that. Two words. Easy to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good name.
Rocket League. Way better name.
Good job, Sonic.
I approve.
You learned something. Yeah. Also, Battle Cars kind of tries to capture more of the spirit, I think, of Unreal Tournament, which is, you know, gritty battle, life and death type stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas Rocket League kind of plays more towards a mainstream audience.
Yeah. There's like no death or anything in this.
Yeah. Even the car, even though they're explosions and cars blow up and stuff. It's not like, you know,
it's graphic.
Yeah, it's not graphic or anything. Okay, so moving on. Rocket League was published in July of 2015 for PS4 and Windows. It was then ported to Xbox One, Mac, and Linux in 2016, and ported to Switch in 2017. In 2020, Rocket League became free to play for all systems.
Okay, so this is why I haven't really heard of it in Seoul recently, because when you told me it came out in 2015, I was like, what? I did not know this game was that old. Like, that's pretty old. It's like 6 years or something.
Yeah.
But that makes sense because 2020, it just became free. So, plus pandemic, which means probably everyone was playing it because they're like, what else you got to do? And so that's why I'm kind of just now hearing about it more.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like super expensive when it did come out, like back in 2015.
Yeah,
it
was only like $20.
$20.
Yeah, and it was not bad.
Actually, we could have probably have already gotten it since we had PS Plus. I think it was still free to play on that. But yeah, making it free to play did make it a lot more accessible. So Rocket League, upon release and throughout its lifetime, has been given positive reviews by video game critics. Positive feedback was aimed towards the game's multiplayer gameplay and its graphics and visuals. So yeah, it's reviewed really well, especially compared to Battle Cars in 2008, which again is essentially the same game.
See, I wonder if Battle Cars might do better now with the, you know, better servers and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Because if that was like one of the main reasons, then, you know, they could be fixed.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Commercially, by July of 2016, 1 year after release, Rocket League had made over $110 million in revenue. So, dang. Yeah, did very well commercially as well as critically.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So who knows what that number is now. It's probably still very high.
Yeah, for kind of an independent, smaller gaming company, I guess, and still kind of new.
That's really this awesome. This is a very small company who made this game.
Yeah, that's big bucks.
Oh, yeah. So I got some fun facts.
Fun facts. Hit me with some fun facts, baby.
Fun fact number one, Psyonix pitched Rocket League to EA in 2011 with an early prototype of the game and were rejected. So at the time, EA had won worst company by consumerists in 2012 and 2013. So you could have had this big evil corporation over this game, but they didn't pick it up.
So that's kind of good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why do people not like EA? Maybe I'm not in the loop on this.
It's several reasons. For one, they don't treat their employees very well.
Okay.
At least, well, I say that as a general fact. Maybe that's more of an opinion. But there have been numerous employees complaining about, like, getting overworked and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Also, the fact that they tend to overly commercialize games. Like, I know they did that to the second Battlefront, where they basically made it almost impossible to unlock stuff. Like the hero characters you could play as, like Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And instead put them kind of behind paywalls, so you could either pay or you could play, like, over like 2,000 hours in the game to unlock.
I don't want to get too much into it because, you know, it's not an episode about that. But, okay, I see, I see. So it's kind of good that maybe they didn't pick it up because, you know.
Yeah, I view that as a plus that EA didn't pick up Rocket League for both Psyonix, because Psyonix would self-publish it.
Yeah.
And it would do really well. And then, yeah, EA is kind of a crappy company. Fun fact number two, the game was simplified before release. Early versions of the game included comprehensive power-ups, mini-games, and even an open world where the players could drive between stadiums to play matches.
Whoa. That sounds a little complicated.
Yeah, I think some of those would work their way into some of the custom games that came about later once it had a bigger audience.
Yeah. There are some of the domes or whatever that it would be cool to drive around in that city.
Yeah,
in that
it does.
Kind of reality.
Honestly, it does seem like it would be really cool to be able to drive around outside in the outside world. But
like the one we were watching today on Twitch. You know, they had the whole Hot Wheels environment.
Yeah.
Like, it would be so fun to get on a car and just, like, do the loops, you know?
True. Yeah. Yeah, but they did want to make it so they were focused more on the gameplay, which I think was probably the right call. You know, just make the game, make the core and the basis of the game fun to play. Otherwise, you're driving around and you're bored as hell.
Yeah, just make it more focused. Give it more of a direction, you know?
Yeah. Fun fact number three, development of Rocket League only cost $2 million, and the developers were not expecting the game to have mainstream success.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise. Cha-ching for them.
Yeah.
I mean, $2 million is still a ton of money for a small company to put into something.
Yeah, it is.
So but they were probably thinking, oh, hey, maybe if we make $4 million, we'll be doing good on this.
Yeah, because even though Battle Cars wasn't that successful, it did have like kind of a cult following, and they were hoping to like kind of expand that cult following a little bit with Rocket League.
Mm-hmm. But then it just blew up.
But yeah, then it just absolutely blew up. Yeah, which is pretty cool. So
is that all the fun facts?
Yeah.
That's
all the...
You didn't warn me before the last one. I wasn't able to prepare myself. That was just cruel, Eric. Roll.
I am terribly sorry about that, Nikki. I know how you don't like change.
I'll forgive you. It's okay. So we want to talk about our pros?
Yeah, let's talk about... Well, I guess we're not going to go into the story.
Yeah, no story. Oh, but maybe before we go into the pros, we should highlight another podcast we've been talking to.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, gang, I'm Tom Bastek.
And I'm Mike Jacobs.
And we're the Game Show Guys. We host America's favorite game show podcast, Tell Them What They've Won.
Each week, we talk about game shows past and present, as well as dive deep behind the scenes with our resident game show expert and historian, Christian Carrion.
Whether you're a casual fan or diehard, there's something for everyone.
So check us out wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Or ask your smart speaker to play America's favorite game show podcast, Tell Them What They've Won.
Okay, Eric, so... I know you've been playing the crap out of this game.
I have,
looked at your stats the other day, and you had almost 2,000 games, I think. Or it was like 1,700 something, I think.
It's probably about right, yeah.
Yeah.
I play this game too much.
So I know you're probably going to have a lot to say, so I'll let you begin with the pros.
Okay, so...
Ladies first.
Thank you.
Just kidding, babe.
All right. Thanks for that. Okay, so my first pro is the game is good at assessing your skill level and putting you in matches with people at this around the same skill level.
Yeah, I have that too. I think it does a good job of pairing you with people that are on your level. You know, so I'm not playing with people like you, and you're not playing with people like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be just not fun if they did if they did not have you classified into like different ranks or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's no way this game would be fun at all.
In fact, I think they actually delayed the game initially because they wanted to make sure to get the matchmaking right before they released it.
Yeah. And I think they did a pretty good job. I kind of just started playing it, and like the first few games were like easy. I was scoring like goals left and right.
Yeah.
But it pretty quickly assessed my skill level, I think, I guess, and like started putting me with a little bit harder people because I wasn't scoring quite as many goals, like bam, 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 like I was the first few games.
Yeah.
So I think like whatever they're using, it works really quickly and adjusts like probably pretty often.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is probably adjusting pretty often to how you're playing, to move you up or down, depending on how you're playing against your teammates, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember when you started way back?
Yeah, I was terrible when I first started.
Really?
I didn't know the double jump thing. I didn't know how to do a bunch of stuff in the game.
But do you feel like it kind of adjusted pretty quickly for you too? Like pretty fast you were like playing like more challenging games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never felt like I was dominating at the game at any point. So
yeah. Me either, except for that like very first game.
Okay, so what's one of your pros?
This game is fun. You know, you don't have to think too hard about anything. That's if true. You just want a game to like kind of zone out on, I feel like this is a perfect one. You don't have to have a very long attention span. You know, the matches are 5 minutes long. So if you want to just sit down and play one match, you can. If you want to play 30 minutes, you know, that's a good amount of matches there. Or if you want to play more, you can. But, like, there's not a lot of stuff you have to pay attention to. It's not like there's any story or anything. So,
yeah.
Really, I guess, really what you're mostly working on is just getting better at the controls. And that's, like, the most challenging part.
Yeah, you can kind of zone out. But other times, you're kind of trying to strategize and position yourself well. But yeah, I agree that I like the fact that games are short. It's a very quick-paced game. And you can pretty much stop whenever you want, you know.
Exactly.
At least that's what I keep telling myself. I tend to go, okay, one more match. And then it's like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I've noticed. But that's okay. I definitely have played games like that as well. And I don't know. I get into moods where I'm like that with this game. But I don't know. I get a little bored after a while. But we'll talk about that in the cons. Something else I like are the environments. I think they are pretty creative and beautifully designed. If you take a moment before the match starts, you know, I would recommend just looking around, looking at the cityscape, looking at the audience, seeing kind of what they do. They have fun with it, and they get unique. They get, like, creative with it.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite ones is the Aquadome, and you're pretty much how would you describe it? You're in the ocean, basically, but like an air dome that's a soccer field.
Basically,
you look up and all around you is you're in water. There's fish. There's like sharks swimming around and everything like that. And so if you've ever been to an aquarium where you like walk through one of those tunnels, you know, that's all glass and you're kind of walking through, you know, the sharks and everything.
Yeah,
it's sort of like a soccer field in one of those.
Yeah. Very.
But it looks cool.
Very Bioshock-esque.
What's something else that you like about the game, Eric?
I like the physics engine. It's very good. From the way the ball can bounce off the different angles of your vehicle to the fact that it bounces harder off the body and softer off the tires. Just kind of like little neat things like that they thought of. The physics engine, though, is like pretty good. Like it always feels natural.
Yeah, good point. I really didn't think about that much. But now that you bring it up, yeah, the physics are really good on the game. I still haven't quite mastered them.
Oh, yeah.
I keep trying to do jumps that just are not realistic. You know, the ball will be like way up in the air and I'm like trying to jump for it, but I just do not have that skill set yet.
It is
possible if you're really good. We were watching some Rocket League on Twitch today, and whew, those guys were like amazing.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
But I'm definitely nowhere near that skill set.
They'll like hit the ball up in the air and then like hit it three different times on their way down and make it in the goal.
Yeah, I mean, they'll hit it way in the air and somehow jump their car up that far in the air, like without even having boosts. I don't get it. I need to learn. I'm still learning, so.
Yeah. What's another one of your pros?
I like that it has a bunch of different game types. So if you want to do like one versus one, two versus two, I think they do 3 versus 3 and 4 versus 4, right?
Yep.
This is to all those.
Yeah.
But they also have the seasons, like kind of like Fall Guys does, and they introduce new games per season with different fun things. Like the one we were playing for this season, I don't know, I guess you're just like playing a normal game, but you have like punching gloves and stuff on your car that come out and they can like punch the ball like into the goal and stuff. It's like one of those punching gloves with the spring on it, you know, like that you see in cartoons and stuff. And then they've got, we were playing the basketball one.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool because instead of just shooting the ball straight into a goal, you know, you have to like get it in the air and like shoot it into a basketball goal instead of
kinda,
a soccer goal.
Kind of different.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're bored of just playing regular old like 3 versus 3 or whatever, you can go in there and try out some of the other crazier games.
They had one on there at one point that had just a ridiculously long field. It's like really skinny, long field.
Like someone created their own field or something.
Yeah, just very different from like the normal fields. I don't know. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah. It's cool to see, you know, what people do. You can go in there. You can, like, host your own tournaments, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we were watching on Twitch today. Just a lot of options, I guess, with playing with your friends and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. I do like the cosmetics. From color-changing paint jobs to cool goal-scoring effects, there's a lot of neat stuff to unlock. It's a little bit hard to get to the point where you're unlocking stuff, but there still is a lot of cool stuff to unlock once you get there.
I'll definitely say there's a lot of unique options that you can unlock. I've seen some on the more advanced players. They have some really cool looking paint jobs, like some like iridescent, like lava looking ones. Like, I don't know. I've seen some really cool ones. I haven't gotten anything cool yet, though.
Yeah. Most of my stuff is still pretty lame.
Something else that's cool about this game is they use real music. So they use current songs, like usually kind of pop stuff or stuff that's that you would actually know. I mean, it's always cool when video games make their own music, of course. But I think for this game, it kind of goes well with like pop music and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a sports game and it's kind of like a lot of electronic music. It fits it pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Just something a little different there is that you can kind of listen to songs that you might actually know.
Yeah, true. One of the things I like, and you can't really beat this, is the price.
True. Good point.
Not a whole lot of free games that have the same quality of this game. I mean,
that's true. I mean, we've gotten a few free ones that have been good. I mean, I say free, but, you know, we pay the whatever fee it is to like have the online services or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not like totally free, but, you know, Mario 35, that was free.
Oh yeah.
Fall Guys, that's one we played pretty good, but that was free.
But this game is now 100% free, unlike those games.
Yeah, I guess so. Good point. Can't beat a good free game.
Yeah.
It's also pretty cool that it has cross-platform play. So, like, we were playing together earlier. You were on your Switch. I was on PlayStation. And because it's free, which you just brought up, we didn't have to pay, you know, $20, $40 for us to both be playing it together.
Yeah.
You know, we could just download it.
And we can team up and take on the world together.
Yeah.
As the ultimate power couple.
Which pretty much means I'm just running around doing crazy stuff and Eric's actually like making all the calls.
Making a few.
I try real hard, but it's I don't know. I'm a clumsy
I'm trying to hit assist into you. Playing up top.
I will say, you know, it doesn't take too long to pick up the game, you know, to at least be able to play it and have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You want to become super good at it, you know, that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
If you just want to pick it up, play, have some fun, like casual play, it's not a super hard game to learn.
Yeah, it's really simple.
So, do you have any more pros or do you want to get all into the cons?
Let's go into the cons.
Okay. So, like we were kind of talking about earlier, I'll just go ahead and start. There are a lot of cool cosmetic things you can unlock. But I don't like how long it takes you to unlock. I've played probably 60, 70 games now, and I've hardly unlocked anything.
Yeah, I also had that as a con.
It's like they're really trying to get you to make in-game purchases, which is something I don't like about free games. Yeah. I'd rather just pay the $20 or whatever.
I get it. It's a free game, so they're trying to encourage you to pay to unlock some of the cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a good medium of how it is now. You know, maybe not where you're getting a ton of free stuff, but right now you're not really getting anything. So they could just, you know, they could just up it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. It would be nice to get be able to naturally unlock more of the cool unlockables.
Yeah, because I don't want to spend money on stupid in-game things, but also I want to have a cool goal celebration thing too, and not just the like lame one that everyone has.
I was gonna tell you, if you want to unlock some more of the stuff playing in the tournaments, actually you can get some points to unlock more stuff that way too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they have tournaments like every 3 or 6 hours or something like that. But yeah, if you were to actually play in the tournament, you can.
Do you have to be good in the tournament?
The better you progress, the more points you get. Dang. So yeah, I mean, you will get some just for signing up and playing in the first game.
Participation points.
Yeah, you'll get some participation points, but you won't be able to unlock that much cool stuff unless you like do really well. I did have the goal at one point is I wanted to win one of the tournaments, and it took me a while. I finally did.
Wow.
I did.
Good job, man. On winning team. You never told me that you won a tournament.
It wasn't that big a deal. Like, it's not.
It's a big deal to me, okay? I'm here to support you.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. What's something that you don't like?
Okay, so like I said, this is a free game, and that has its pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
One of the minuses to that is that there are a lot of jerks in the community.
True, and a lot of little kids and stuff. They kinda, sometimes those are the same.
I was about to say, those kind of go hand in hand, so... Younger players also equals jerks. But it's also like, it's a good free game. So it's like, yeah, you understand that kids are going to pick this up.
It makes sense. It's for kids too. It's not like any adult content or anything in this game.
No.
Something I don't like is there's no story whatsoever. They could at least set some kind of story up. Like, I don't know. Why are you playing soccer with your car? I mean, I don't know. It seems like something we would do now, like here, like in this time. I don't know why we don't have more like car ball sports. That should be a thing. Probably safety reasons. But I don't know. They could at least do some kind of simple story setup. They don't have to get like too deep into anything, but I don't know. Just like the basics would kind of be cool.
Yeah, I would like some kind of story because you are playing some really cool looking places. It would be nice to know, like, why are you there?
Yeah. Why am I underwater?
Why is this giant crowd of people in this underwater dome?
Why do I see a Bob's Ramen restaurant? And is that a connection to Bob's Burgers? I did try to Google it, and there was, like, one Reddit thread that had, like, 20 comments, and that was about it. So there's no evidence that that's an actual like Easter egg or whatever for Bob's Burgers, but it's just kind of a coincidence. It's like the same font, and I don't know. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
In my world, it is.
In Nikki's world, that is a Bob's Burgers reference.
But what's something else that grinds your gears about this game, Eric? I know you said you had a lot of rants.
I do have one rant. I want to step on my soapbox.
Go for it.
So they made a change recently.
Yeah, so...
To casual mode.
So that you can't just leave the game, right?
So basically, like, how it used to go is if you're playing casual mode and your team got down a couple goals, you might have a teammate or two who leave the match.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people just don't like losing.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of younger kids.
Although, kids, if you quit, that's losing.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Honestly, like, yeah, some of my favorite games I've ever played are the ones where you're down like 3 or 4 goals and you come back and win.
Yeah, man, that's satisfying.
Yeah, so satisfying.
It's fun to watch too, even like, you know, in real life, like watching the Braves come back, or like watching, you know, whatever team we're watching, them come back from being down. That's exciting.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so your teammates are going to leave in frustration or rage or whatever.
Rage quit.
So yeah, so basically what the game does is, if you're playing casual, it doesn't do this in competitive mode. You just have to play short without the person.
Oh, okay.
So it changed the dynamic from 3v2. But in casual, it will just throw some bots in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't care. It's like, okay, here's some bots to play with. And then if it's early in the game, then those players will be replaced by other players. Some, you know, will throw people in the mid-match. But if it's late in the game, it will just be like, okay, this bot. You're just going to have to finish with the bots.
Yeah.
So recently, they added a patch where they decided they didn't want people to leave casual games. They wanted to start punishing people for leaving casual games early. And I know what you're thinking, like, isn't that good? Because, like, I like playing games all the way through.
Yeah.
So this will force more people to play games all the way through, right?
Yeah. Wrong.
No. Instead, you basically can decide if you want to forfeit the game.
Okay, wait. So let me get this right. Because since I started playing, it's been the new way. But before, if you wanted to quit a match, you could simply just leave the match.
Yeah, you just quit.
No questions asked. Just leave. But now, if you want to leave a match, you have to go to this button that says vote to concede.
Yeah, vote to forfeit or concede.
Yeah. And all three of your teammates have to agree, basically, then you can forfeit the game.
Yep, exactly.
And that's what you don't like.
That's what I don't like, because when people don't get their way and you don't concede, a lot of times, like I would say almost like half the time, they'll just give up and stop playing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that happen. Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, either that or they'll, like, I've literally had players just start playing against the team they were on, because they were mad that we didn't concede, I guess.
And this is where the jerks come in.
Yeah, this is where the community and the jerks kind of like ruin it. But yeah,
you want it to go back to the way it was before. Anyone can just quit anytime. And if it's too late in the game, then you just play with bots.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really had a problem with that. Like I said, I'd rather play with bots than crappy players. Although, and the more advanced, the bots aren't very good, but
yeah, it's something.
At least they're trying, and like I feel like I at least know how they're going to behave. So I'll work with bots rather than people who will just park their car and not do anything.
Yeah,
I really hope they switch that back, because I'm tired of having people throw hissy fits.
Yeah, they'll probably end up changing it back if enough people are like complaining. Something else I don't really like is, the game can get repetitive after a while. Your 5-minute games. So, yeah. And it's just kind of the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. So, unless you're, like, getting better, I don't know. It's just going to get kind of boring, probably, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody. It can get repetitive, for sure. It can get boring.
Yeah, this is definitely more of, like, a side game. You know, like, you have your main game that you're probably trying to work through, and then when you need a break from that, like, this is a good side game to go to when you want to just, like, refresh.
You pick up a few matches. I can play this game for a long time. Nikki probably can't.
But not as long as you. Yeah. But that's pretty much any game. Like, you've got a really great attention span, and mine is pretty short, so... You know, and that's just how the cookie crumbles. It's okay.
It's all right.
So, Eric, give me all your tips and tricks of being a pro, and let me know how I too can be as good as you. What's your strategy?
I'm not the best player in the world, obviously. There are a lot of people. In fact, this game is very good at humbling you. As soon as you think you've gotten really good, you'll play a match and you'll just get utterly destroyed.
Hey, that goes back to what we were talking about, how they do a good job of putting you with people that are on your level.
It does. And you will get humbled in this game.
Sometimes you need to be humbled.
Yeah, but okay. So my first strategy tip, kind of like starting out, is the boost is very important. So you start.
Well, duh.
Yeah. So you start your kickoff with a little bit. I think like
33.
Yeah, 33%. There are spots throughout the field. You can drive over to accumulate more of it. Most spots give you a little bit, like 10 or 12%
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, not that much.
The spots in the corners and sides will fill it up to 100. Those are kind of like the main spots.
Yeah, they're the ones, they look different. They have like a little globe kind of floating above them.
Yeah. So basically, you're trying to figure out match points during the match where you can go out and gather boosts.
Yeah.
Where you're not necessarily focused on the ball. So like if it's all the way across the field and you're on zero, it might be a good time to go back and gather some boosts. But mm-hmm. if you're playing like defense or something, you're probably going to have to focus on defending. But yeah, strategically, you got to find the right moments to look for to go back and gather, because being able to go fast is really important. Like it helps you go fast. It helps you accelerate quickly. It helps you make high jumps. It helps you cover. Like you can do so much with it. It almost is a huge disadvantage not to have it with any or play with any.
Yeah, I mean the boost function is very important. That's what gives Rocket League the rocket in Rocket League.
Yeah, and it runs out. It runs out very fast. So you know you'll burn through it really quick.
But also, I've found that I don't necessarily have to go out of my way to gather it. If you're pretty good at lining up while you're going back and forth chasing the ball, then you can kind of stay boosted up that way without having to make like a side trip. I mean, at least for me.
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on how good the others are at gathering the boost.
Oh, true. Like if they're in front of you and getting it before you or something.
Yeah. Sometimes you will have to backtrack just because everyone's been getting it in front of you. But yeah, it depends on the game. Yeah, yeah. Some games you won't have to backtrack as much.
But if you don't have any boost, you can like forward jump roll. Like there's a move where you press X and forward and you kind of do a forward roll. And that is kind of like a supplement.
Yeah,
you know,
actually,
if you don't have any boost power.
Yeah, that was my second little bit to get into. So the double jump mechanic.
Yeah, double jump mechanic.
It's super helpful.
Who knew there was a technical name for that?
Double jump, yeah. One of the things I found that is using the second jump right before you make contact with the ball allows you to hit it much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really important. There are also little tricks you can do, like double jumping forward to gain speed really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have boost or you're trying to save your boost.
Which is what I was just talking about.
Yep, exactly. You can also use the second jump to kind of roll and allow you to change the angle or direction that you're hitting the ball or put a little bit of spin on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can roll left, right, forward, and backwards too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, or like diagonally.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much... It's super handy, and it helps you get to balls that you otherwise might not have been able to get to.
Yeah, very true.
So do you have any strategy tips that you've learned?
Yeah, some of mine are a little more basic thingers.
That's all right.
But, you know, that's just because I'm more of a gaming noob. So I would say don't stay close to the ball. You know, like your instinct is to, like, try to be close to the ball because you want to hit it. But it's kind of hard to maneuver. You know, you're in a car, so you kind of have to drive in circles to turn around. And if you're too close to the ball, it's hard to, like, line up your shots, I guess.
Yeah. It's hard. It can be kind of difficult to backtrack. And that kind of goes into one of mine. So pay attention to where your teammates are.
Yeah.
If your teammates are forward, you might want to be back a little bit, anticipating like a counter hit or a deflection off.
Yeah, and for me, what I was gonna also add on to what I just said was that I've had better luck when I'm kind of like staying out of the group, the big group, and so that I can kind of like see what I'm doing a little bit more and like strategize like the angle that I want to try to like jump hit the ball at.
Yeah, That's a very good point. While aggressive play can actually be good because you can cause deflections off of your opponent's hits, it's not good to have all of your teammates kind of like going after the same shot together.
Yeah. If everyone's all in one area, I mean, it's just, it's like bumper cars at that point.
Yeah. You want some kind of shape if you think about it that way. You want a shape.
But it's like you have to find the good balance of being aggressive but not necessarily like being aggressive the same way everyone else is being aggressive on your team. Try to find like a different try to find a different strategy than your teammates.
Yeah, so someone should always be going for the ball at any given time, but that should never be the same person all the time. which I've seen quite a lot, where one person decides that they're always going to go for the ball.
That's pretty much me. You know, I'm just going for the ball, and then when I see it go towards our goal, then I try to play defense. But that's pretty much just to try to hit the ball back to the other side.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what you're doing on defense.
But in my defense, you know, my challenge this week was to get MVPs, and you can't get MVPs if you're not scoring. I mean,
yeah, that's
true. If you're not making goals. So I kind of had to play like that.
Making saves is another good way to gain a bunch of points, though, too.
But can you get MVP if you're only making saves?
You probably need a goal or two in there. But
exactly. All right, so what else pro Rocket League, Eric?
One of the things I'll say is never hit the ball backwards or across your own goal unless purely out of desperation or you're directly deflecting it against the wall.
I've done that so many times. I mean, yeah. Not on purpose. I'm trying to hit it, obviously, towards the goal that I want to get it into, but I'm just not very good, so I end up accidentally hitting at the wrong angle or something, and it'll go, yeah, like right for my own goal. I'm like, no! There's been a few times where I've accidentally scored for my own, like scored for the other team.
Yeah, and everything looks way worse when it goes into that slow motion replay.
Exactly. Everyone will know you're the one that messed it up.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Don't just say like oops or sorry or something like that, and don't just quit over it. It's okay, it happens.
Yeah, it's fine. I've actually seen it happen a good bit.
Yeah,
because like everyone's just trying to do their best.
Yeah,
I've definitely messed up.
I've definitely made some mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Oh yeah, I was gonna say too, if you do find yourself way out in front of the ball, just kind of don't try to go after the ball, just circle back behind your teammates who will hopefully have a better angle to hit it.
Yeah,
that's of course assuming your teammates are behind you. If they're not, then you're gonna have to go and try to make a desperate save usually. And that's okay. It's okay to hit it backwards in that case. Do you have any other strategy bits? I still have a few more.
The only other one I can kind of think of is, for me, I think using the smaller cars are a little bit better. I played a few games where I kind of had like that van vehicle because I was like, yeah, oh, it's bigger. You know, I'll have more of a chance of like making contact with the ball. But, you know, because of the physics of the game, that one's not quite as fast, and I don't know, it just didn't move as well. So I would definitely recommend using like one of the smaller, like more speedier cars.
There's one model car that you see like all the best players using, and I think part of the reason is because it allows you to easily get the ball up and dribble with it, or to have it like kind of on the car.
Yeah.
It's the car with the spoiler, but yeah, that tends to work really well for that. But yeah, I agree with you. I used the van for a long time. I still like the van.
I mean, it looks cool.
It looks cool. And sometimes I don't really care. Like, I'd rather just play with a car that I like the looks of it.
Ooh, Eric. I never knew that you were so cosmetic.
Yeah, I played with that van for a long time. The final thing I'm going to say is the other type of player that annoys me even worse than the one that's always going for the ball no matter what is the player who will just spend the entire match sitting in their own goal. I guess playing goalie.
Oh.
Have you ever played with any of those people?
No, but they're just like going to take it on themselves. Like, I'm the goalie of this match.
Yeah, they're not.
Come at me. Come at me.
They don't do anything to help you, like, try to get the goal. Get the ball
at least
the
they're not in your way, though, I guess. And if someone does make a shot, hopefully they'll be there to defend it. I don't know.
I don't think. You see, I don't think sitting in the goal is necessarily the best position to defend from, so I don't know. Usually they're just
I don't either.
I consider them pretty much worthless.
I do want to get your opinion on something though. How do you feel about the people that just are trying to like demolish you? Because I feel like I've played some games where it seems like people are just like a part of their strategy is to just try to like hit you as hard as they can all the time, and so I've blown up like 3 or 4 times during a game, and that's always annoying. So what's your opinion on
that? That's annoying. I don't consider it to be a good strategy because you're kind of ignoring the ball at that point.
Yeah.
There are times strategically where it's a very good idea to blow up your opponents, especially if they're defending and you're about to take a shot. But if
At the beginning of the game to try to like beat them to the ball.
Well, you're not going to beat them to the ball, but you can blow them up after you've gotten to the ball.
Well, I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah, which is fine. But yeah, it's really not. I don't think it's a good strategy. Just going around the course trying to blow people up. I've seen it done. Usually by people who are winning in the game. And that's usually a catalyst for coming back in a lot of games. So I don't know. I've seen it done a lot. And if they're literally just trying to blow your cars up no matter what, it's a terrible strategy.
Yeah, I agree. It's annoying.
And it's annoying, yeah.
Because you don't get to play that much. You just spend the whole game like basically restarting. All right. So that's pretty much all you got for strategy, Eric?
It is.
So what about the future?
Okay, I did find something. I found a few things, a couple things, actually.
I have like one thing. So I'll let you go first, and then maybe I'll go, and then you go.
Okay. So it was announced in August that developers are working on moving Rocket League to Unreal Engine 5, which could lead to better visuals and some gameplay changes.
Ooh.
So this is
just an upgraded system.
Yeah, this is a recent announcement. So yeah, upgrading the physics engine, and I think that would also upgrade the graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everything will look a little bit nicer, run a little bit faster, smoother.
Hopefully, yeah, I think so.
Cool. What I found is apparently later this year, they are going to release a mobile game spinoff called Rocket League Sideswipe, also by Psyonix. And yeah, it's supposed to be on Android and iOS later this year. It was announced in March, and it's pretty much going to be a replicate of the gameplay in the original game, but in more of a 2D space. Apparently, players will be able to compete in short one-on-one or two-on-two matches that are played online.
Hmm.
A little more simplified version, but that's kind of to be expected if it's going to be on your phone.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm trying to picture what a 2D version of Rocket League would look like, and I'm having trouble.
Hmm. I don't know, but you can download it when it comes out later this yeah, year. There's maybe. Only so much more. Well, there's only like 3 more months left, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
All right. What else you got?
The final thing I found was that there are rumors that the game may be dying since online viewership has fallen to half since 2020 when the game became free to play online.
Yeah, I've seen that too, but.
But I don't know. There'll probably be bumps and dives and all that stuff. The chart, you know, going up and down.
Yeah, I mean, the game's old.
Yeah, it's like 6 years old.
But also, when you release your game for free, obviously a lot of people are going to sign up for it.
Yeah.
That may or may not be interested in playing it. Maybe they just want to check it out.
Absolutely.
Maybe they're only downloading it because it's free.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, no risk. So I would expect it to be pretty common for like you to get a big bump when your game goes up for free, but then also have a lot of like a big drop once it evens out and you actually
yeah.
have the people that are really playing the game versus like people that just jumped on a bandwagon or whatever.
Yeah. And also this was just viewership. So, I mean, some of that is, I mean, maybe it's watched less because people can play more.
True. True. And also there's just, I mean, it's 6 years old. So
yeah, it's 6 years
there's
old.
There's just newer games. There's more interesting stuff to watch. I mean, I don't know anyone that just wants to watch the same game be played all the time, you know.
Yeah,
eventually you're gonna want to move on.
Yeah, it's like any other sports, you know, how much baseball or football or soccer can you watch
yeah
before you get bored of it?
Yeah, and unless you have like a specific team you're rooting for, or I guess a player that you really like.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's more the case nowadays with like Twitch streamers and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Eric, are you wondering like how many millions of MVPs that I earned?
Yes,
this week?
The challenge was 4 MVPs. I chose 4 because I thought 3 wasn't enough. 5 might be too many. How many did you end up getting?
You know, Eric, your thought process is pretty spot on because I was able to get 4 exactly.
Did you give up after four?
No, I actually was trying. My goal was to get at least five or six. I wanted to go above and beyond. You know, I wanted to try to be an overachiever.
Yeah.
You know. Oh,
sorry.
Which is rare for me. I'm not normally like an overachiever kind of a person. But I really was. I played like 20 or 30 more games after I got that one because I was trying to at least get one more MVP. But I don't think I ever got another one.
Yeah, getting MVP is hard.
Yeah. It sucks when you have the most goals, but someone else gets MVP just because they got more points otherwise.
Yeah.
Like they got more saves or they got more shots on the goal or whatever.
You gotta play defense. You gotta get those saves, babe.
But yeah, I was able to meet the challenge. So booyah.
Just barely.
Just barely. But hey, it doesn't matter how you get there. It just matters that you got there.
You did technically cross the finish line.
Exactly. So, Eric, are you ready to hear what game we're going to talk about next?
Yes. I assume another racing game, maybe Mario Kart.
Maybe like Grand Theft Auto. Ooh, that's not really racing, but whatever. Definitely not, because you know what? It's coming up soon.
Our anniversary.
Our anniversary.
Nailed it.
Yeah, if you didn't get that right, you're going to have to be sleeping in the couch tonight. But yeah, so our anniversary is coming up, and I thought we should do an episode on Words with Friends.
Oh, yeah. The game we kind of first connected over.
Yeah, so there's a story behind it, and we'll tell you all about that in the next episode. But yeah, it's special and near and dear to us and our relationship. So I figured that would be a good anniversary episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good thought process.
Aww,
good idea.
Sweet. I'm sweet.
I am curious what the challenge is, though. I hope it's not.
Remember, I'm sweet. When you hear the challenge, just remember.
Hey, just remember that I'm sweet. I could have easily made it five MVPs. I made it four.
Well, I do have something to make this one a little bit more interesting.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
To hear the challenge.
Yeah, let's just go for it.
All right. So the challenge is you have to beat me in five games before we record the next podcast.
Piece of cake. As long as you don't just like stop playing.
I won't do that. But here's the catch.
You're not going to slow it down and like.
No, I'm not going to be like vindictive or anything. But here's the catch. If I beat you in five games before you beat me in five games, then you have to rap. But if you beat me in five games before I beat you in five games, then I'll suck it up and I'll do a rap.
So best till five. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So whoever gets five wins against each other first shall not have to rap.
Yeah. Sounds good. I like that.
Ha ha ha.
So you're giving yourself a challenge too.
Yeah, just because I'm pretty sure I can beat you. I'm way better at Words with Friends than you are.
I know all the words.
Yeah. And no cheating. No cheating. This is an honor system, Eric.
Why do you
If you play some
cheat?
Random word that I know that you don't know.
You're gonna have to ask for definitions.
I'm going to be like suspicious.
I know all the words. And I'm especially good at spelling.
I mean, I get that sometimes you're going to just guess. And like you can figure out a word that way, but if it happens too much, I'm gonna call you out.
Za is a word. Pretty
it
sure.
It is.
Pretty sure I've learned that. I also haven't played this game in a very long time, so I don't know all the normal weird words that you know because you've been playing it a lot.
Do you even have the game on your phone anymore?
No.
Eric. Well, step one, download the game.
Step two, challenge Nikki over and over and over.
Challenge me over and over. All right. I hope you're prepared.
I am.
Go read a dictionary.
Prepared. I'm going to start studying that dictionary right away.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And As always, if you like what you heard, please go and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram at pressanybutton_podcast. We'd love to hear your opinions on anything that we talked about during the episode, and we thank you again for listening. Bye.